You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Candace Gallick, CEO and founder of Bikini Luxe, one of the fastest growing online bikini and swimwear companies. Candace, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be on.
You're certainly welcome, Candace, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So you've done very well. To get things started today, why don't you tell us why you started Bikini Luxe?
Awesome. So Bikini Luxe started out as almost a hobby. You know, I didn't have a lot of experience with owning my own business, but I wanted to create something that I could manage and something that would give me the freedom that I so much wanted and I didn't have while working for others. That's actually been the opposite experience of what I've had, but it has created a pathway for me to create this career. And I pulled on my experience from sales jobs, customer service jobs in the past, and I utilized those to kind of form the base of my business. And from there on, utilized my connections in the Miami fashion industry to kind of get the attention of brands that I was interested in selling.
You're definitely in the right place to be marketing bikinis and swimwear in Miami, Florida. What sets you apart from other online retailers within this market, or any market for that matter?
I think what sets Bikini Luxe apart is the attention to detail, the experience the customer has from start to finish. You know, a lot of online retailers these days they're in and out. They're really, really clean. You know, like you get a package from Amazon, it's a brown box, there's a packing slip. You know kind of what to expect. It's a little bit boring. But Bikini Luxe goes above and beyond in the respect that, you know, we give you a truly tailored experience via customer service from start to finish. Because we want you to feel like you've just walked into that luxurious boutique and you smell like the beautiful fragrance when you walk in the door and you have the great customer service to help you pick and choose the right styles for yourself. So we've kind of transformed that boutique experience into an online retail store. So when you finally get your package from Bikini Luxe after like picking through everything, then you open it up and it's nicely wrapped. If there's bows, there's fragrance, you know, it feels more like an experience and more like a gift to yourself versus just an online purchase that you made randomly. So Bikini Luxe goes above and beyond in that respect, and I think that's what sets us apart.
What do you attribute to your incredible success so far?
I think a lot of hard work and learning, honestly. You know, we're learning on a daily basis. There's always a new app. There's always something to keep abreast on in terms of like Google or trying to rank for SEO terms. So it's definitely a learning experience. And I think pretty much getting an education and always knowing that there's something to learn has attributed to the success of Bikini Luxe. We know that we don't know it all, but we're trying to find out on a daily basis what it is that we need to know to succeed and to compete with some of the bigger online retailers.
That advice, although simple, is very, very valuable. Today we are with Candace Gallick, CEO and founder of Bikini Luxe, one of the fastest growing online bikini and swimwear companies here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Candace, what advice do you have for other entrepreneurs looking to sell online in the e-commerce space?
I think that if you're looking to sell online, the competition, they're succeeding because it's something that they're passionate about. Whatever it is that they're selling, that's because they care about it. I don't know if I would be as successful if I were selling something like men's shoes, you know. This business is something you have to be passionate about, because you're going to have spend a lot of time, a lot of energy on it. And at the end of the day, sometimes it's not going to feel worth it because you're drained, you're tired, you don't know what you're doing sometimes. But if you stick to it and it's something that you truly love, it's not going to feel like work. It's going to feel like you're really doing something. And I think that entrepreneurs need to kind of focus on that and not just jump at whatever's available, but jump at what they will truly excel at.
Candace, you have a tremendous online presence. Your excellence in graphic design also proves how important that can be to get attention as well. Now, focusing in on the social media factor, what social media trends do you see coming up this year in 2016? And what advice do you have for companies that are building their social media following?
You know, I've seen a lot of traffic geared towards anything that's live streaming. You know, like people love Snapchat, and businesses are jumping on that venue. But also now you have things like Periscope, where it gives you a live, like almost bird's eye view of what's going on all around the world. And businesses are utilizing those new live apps to kind of get to the customer. Because at the end of the day, the customer is always looking for new, interesting content. You know, they're always being advertised to, they're always being sold to, but they want to feel like they're a part of something. And if you can give them that, if you could take advantage of the live feeds that are coming to light nowadays, especially Periscope being one of the larger ones at the moment, I think you'll do pretty well.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
I would say just keep on learning and just stay focused.
And we appreciate that. Candace, how about sharing with our lady listeners where they can shop Bikini Luxe online?
You can take a look at our Instagram. It's at Bikini Luxe. Same as Twitter. On Facebook, we're Bikini Luxe Swim. And from there, you can get some ideas on what you really love. And when you find it, head over to bikinilux.com with an E on the end, and we'll be happy to help you.
Once again, Candace, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eCommerce Radio. All the success, and look forward to a future conversation right here on eCommerce Radio.
Thank you so much. I truly enjoyed it.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Candace Gallick, CEO and founder of Bikini Luxe, one of the fastest growing online bikini and swimwear companies. And for more information and for your shopping experience, visit BikiniLuxe.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.